Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. It is the Homemade Broadcast. Oh, God. Hot
start the show.
The Homemade Broadcast episode 581, an evening edition with myself, Will Kuntz, and Anna Hummel.
Hello, and sorry we're starting a little bit later than expected. I had to be a good friend. That's why we're late. Because I had to be a good friend and teammate for someone that I train with who received his black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu today. And I got there, and a bunch of people were there that weren't training either. They just wanted to be there for the moment. And, you know, the instructor kind of makes a big speech, gives him his black belt, and then the floor is yours to make a speech. And he said, thanks, guys, and walked away. And I was left with nothing. I was hoping for like a nugget of inspiration, wisdom, yeah, knowledge. And we got a thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Is he? I guess he's kind of a stoic guy. Doesn't a man a few words?
He's like a cool, like really chilled guy, but he's been training for 15 years. I think he's 35. So since he was 20 years old to get to this moment, and I was there for it, and it was thanks, guys.
Do you regret going?
No. It's more like I'm glad I didn't go there for myself to get inspired. I went to, you know, show support, and I'm glad I was there. So thank you for being flexible, and sorry to the listeners for the minor adjustment.
I kind of liked it. I had a little bit of time. I ate dinner. I went to the gym.
Oh.
And I kind of had some time. Yeah.
Hey,
Three days this week. Three days in a row. Yep.
Better than me. That's for
zero,
sure.
0 pounds lost. Still.
You can't weigh yourself every day, though.
I didn't. I hadn't weighed myself in weeks. I stepped on the scale on Monday and 0 pounds. Maybe it was because it was the weekend, you know.
Listen, you're not going to like what I have to say.
That's fine.
But I feel like I have to say it.
Yeah.
And either one of two things is happening, Will. Either you're just missing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you're not tracking the calories, or you're straight up lying to me.
Yeah.
How is your body defying physics? Is what I want to know.
It's probably not. It's probably not.
It what are you might drinking? Be,
this is iced tea. Unsweet.
It's not
black
bourbon.
Tea. Not bourbon, no. Friday, we will be doing that. We're going to record next week's because you are preoccupied. By the way, you can catch Anna. She's going to be co-hosting up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I believe remotely. But you're still going to be on the air there in Philadelphia at WPHT, right?
Yes. I also have some other news.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I should say it here and now. Like, it's one of those things where, like, can we just be real for a second?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I feel like I'm going to upset you, but I feel like you're going to have to be, like, I don't want to say fake happy for me. I know you're happy for me, but it's always, like, one of those things. No, I didn't get the job. Oh. But I did get another opportunity to fill in a different station.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Why would I be upset?
I don't know.
I think that's awesome.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being oversensitive about it. Or maybe I'm just thinking how I would be, and I'm a selfish C word. So, you know, whatever. I have to go, oh, wow, that's great. Great for you. Nice.
What station?
WBAP in Dallas.
Sweet.
On Labor Day from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, so Eastern Time, that's 10 to noon. It's just going to be me and a producer. But for the record, so I was talking to this program director last year, and something, you know, there was something that could be available and then turns out wasn't available. But he's a super cool guy and he's like, I'll keep you in mind. I'm like, okay. So last Friday he gave me a call while I was at work, and he left a message. It was just like, hey, call me back. So I did. And he said, listen, you know, there might be something available. We'd like to have you do like a little trial show. I'm like, okay, great. And I said, hey, would you be interested in having another person? Because I do a show with the guy I pitched you. And he goes, yeah, well, we only really got room for one person to bring on. So I made the pitch for us.
Hey, as long as you do that, that's awesome. Now, I'm very happy for you. I'd be happy for you no matter what. So
thank you. Thank you. So I'm excited, but also a little terrified because this is like, hey, you want to host a show that you haven't listened to before? Like, there's no
new show.
I don't know. It's is not it someone's show. He didn't even say it was someone's show. He's like, hey, would you like to fill in and do a show during this time? It wasn't like, would you like to fill in for blank show?
What format is it?
It's just like conservative news talk, but I feel like if I listen to the station. So he told me one thing. He gave me this nugget. I go like, kind of like, what do you want? Like, what can I talk about? What's off limits? And he's like, talk about whatever you want. I'm like, that is never good advice to tell me. Talk about whatever. I'm like, okay.
Let's talk about crime stats for certain groups.
Who listens to Anthony Cumia around here? Anybody? Not good. So he basically says, I'll give you an example. This is him talking. The program director goes, today we had a guy who like filled in or did a show, and he was talking about, what did he call it? He said something about the WNBA. He said something that the self-help toys or something. And then I'm like, what? Like, I didn't understand. No, he said this. He said the AIDS that were thrown at the WNBA. And I got really confused because I thought he was talking about AIDS, the disease.
Yeah.
And then I was like, AIDS, WNBA, like, is there an AIDS outbreak? I was super confused. And then he said something like they were throwing them on the floor. And I'm like, oh, the dildos.
You can't say that.
And he's like, huh?
You can't say the D word, right? Oh. On the radio there.
Oh, I don't know. So
he was talking about AIDS, like marital AIDS, right?
Yes, like that's maybe what he called it. I'd never heard that term used for that thing before. So then I said the D word, and he's like, yeah, that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Good to know. So then I was like, okay, so there's a little, it's not super stuffy. Because I remember listening, I listened to a little bit of their morning show. And it just seems like it seems like seven newscasters and no one's interacting with one another. You know, like, what do we got, Bob, for the weather? What do we got, Bob, for the gym, for the sports? What do we got, Rob, for the, you know, it was just not really a show, cohesive show. So I just was like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to anything. I'm just going to go in blind and do a show how I like to do a show.
And love it.
I'm probably never going to be asked to get back again, but...
Do you know, like, when you did your demo run, what did you talk about when you did your recorded demo?
My recorded demo was just a bunch of clips from, like, my ancillary show when I was with Bubba.
Okay. Like, so you didn't actually cut a demo?
No. It's just a highlight reel of me. Like, essentially, it's people laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, that's always good.
You know, and then it makes me look great. So that's kind of how I cut my demo.
Yeah, that's smart. Well, that's awesome. Look at you go. The engine that could. Keeping on rolling.
You know what it is? It's when you... and I'm not saying this is what it is, but it's like they can sense that I'm like... You know when you're like done with an ex? You're like, I'm actually really done. And then they can like sense it, and they're like, how you doing? And then you're like... Yeah. Oh, maybe it's not over, you know. That's what it feels like.
Funny how that works.
Whatever. But I'm excited. I'm a little terrified about the Dallas one just because I don't feel like I have a lot of guidance and like structure, but maybe that's a good thing. But we're going to do it anyways, and really excited for Philly. Those guys are just so freaking cool. Love them. So,
do you know the producer that you're doing the show with?
He gave me the name. I remember the first name. It's Joseph. I forgot the last name, but he said that he would connect us. Yeah, so I'm going to try to talk to him for a while, see what the vibe is, see what the vibe check is. Mm-hmm. That's also a little bit concerning because the only other person on the show, I don't know. What if he doesn't like jokes? What if he loves Palestine? Like, what if he,
Right.
So many what ifs. We'll make it happen. It's just 2 hours. So
yeah,
I'm excited, but a little terrified.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, you're going to be crapping your pants just before it starts. But then once you get going, after that second break, you'll be right into it. And you'll be like, yeah. Oh, my God, it's over. Already.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the so. Truth.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are working on, like we said, I don't know if we're going to do a live stream on Friday or just do a recording session on Friday. I guess we'll kind of kick that around and see what we do. I'm kind of like it because maybe I'll just start, since it is Friday, maybe I'll, you know, drink a little bit.
I think you have to.
It sounds fun.
It's the freaking weekend.
So I don't know. We'll figure that out. But this week we got a storm, Anna, in the Atlantic Ocean. Finally.
We do.
Trying to pull that up. They changed this StreamYard thing around, and I am like a blind mouse trying to work. There we go. Tropical Storm Aaron forms to become the first hurricane in the Atlantic of 2025. I feel like I'm hesitant to say, what about climate change here? This seems like a little late, but this is also the time where things start to really heat up and pick up. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say that.
No.
But it looks like this one is, I don't want to tempt it. I don't want to taunt it. I don't do that. I have great respect for storms, but it looks like it's projected to kind of curve off and not even affect the United States at all, let alone, you know, us or our neighbors.
Miami. Yeah. I think we should be okay. I don't think this is going to be too serious because you heard about it on Monday and then you didn't really hear too much about it after that. So I don't think it's too much of a threat, which is
nice.
Been
quiet. I mean, doesn't it feel like it's been quiet this year?
Has it been?
I think so. I mean, the first storm in the Atlantic of 2025 in August. I mean, hurricane season starts June 1st.
I know, but I feel like, like you said, it starts to pick up now, and then all of a sudden, there's like three going on at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we got Jose, we got Karen, we got Cindy, like, boom, boom, boom. And then...
Yeah, that's what we're heading into right now.
September is, yes.
Yeah, that's the busy time. So I'm not... maybe you're right. Maybe this isn't... I feel like August is late, but it doesn't matter. Look at it. That thing's just going to veer off, not affect us at all. There's been a lot of that dust that's been blowing off the desert there. I think that's kind of been slowing things down. You know, the dust plumes from the desert, they come across the ocean.
Sahara?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know how that affects weather.
It's not good for the storm. It has trouble forming.
Oh, so it's good for us because it like inhibits the storm from getting worse. Okay.
And gives you beautiful sunsets here.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. When it's nice and orange, that's when it's dust affecting.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I felt like that was the big news.
Do you want it to get worse? I feel like people like my boyfriend who love extreme weather, they seem to be native Floridians. I feel like people from like the Northeast or people who are transplants, not so much, but people who are like born and bred here, they love hurricane season. It is, and I'm going to say this here, I don't care what anybody says, it is... This is for white men. White men love extreme weather. It's just who they are. You're never going to see a black man kayaking when the winds are 55, 60 miles per hour, but you will see the whiteies. You will see white men. They love it. They can't get enough of it, in fact.
That's true. Like storm chasers, the guys who chase the tornadoes, all white guys.
All white guys.
It is a white event. No, I don't like hurricanes because my big concern is I actually kind of enjoy the weather, like that extreme weather, because it's just like, that's crazy. You don't see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then the power goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm like, I'm out. Once the
Not
power.
So fun. Yeah.
We lost power yesterday for like 4 hours.
What? Yesterday?
It was some guys that were working on a like right down the road in Pinellas Park on Park Street or Park Boulevard. Just a power line fell, killed one guy, burned like three other guys, and our power was out for like 4 hours.
Awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Person dying and the power, but geez.
I know. It was rough for me. I will say that. I got a little sweaty pretty quick. But yeah, so no, I don't want the storms because I just don't want the aftermath, and especially after last year. Was that last year or the year before now?
It was last year, the back-to-back. We had a Helene with a Milton kicker.
Yes.
Less than 2 weeks apart, I got COVID during Milton. We lost power for 5 days. Thank God the boyfriend had two generators going. But still, it just wires everywhere, dishes everywhere. It was just the house was a mess. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I was George Floyd last year. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
But it was COVID. It wasn't, you know.
Right.
Derek Chauvin. But yes. that's up for debate. But anyways, back on task. Yeah. Hurricane season is coming up. And I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little excited for it. Mixes things up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like, you're probably prepared. I know that your man
I am not prepared.
Yeah, but you
have boyfriend is prepared.
My plan is if S hits the fan, just to go to my dad's house. He's got a generator or we'll just leave like we just left last time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's such a pain. And like, you know, especially traveling with the animals too, because cats don't really travel well, especially our cats. And they just pee everywhere. Mm. It's, I know what that's it's like. The worst. Last time we put stupid June in the cage to come home. And we weren't even out of the parking lot. And she just peed the most amount of pee that I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, it was like a bum who just polished off a 12 pack in my back seat. Just everywhere. Pee everywhere. Mm. And cat pee is a unique pee. I mean, pee is not great as it is. But there's, I don't know what the pheromone or the active ingredient in cat pee is, but it is pungent.
Yeah, okay.
And it just
is it like asparagus human pee?
It's like it's on par with that.
Yeah.
It's on par with that. And we just had there's nothing we could do. And it's hot, you know, so you don't really want to ride with the windows down. You want the AC. So I just kind of had to crack the window and just kind of stick my nose out the window for 3 hours until we got home.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. I think we'll leave the animals here. Next time.
But then
how are they going to get food? Yeah, or they might die. Yeah, they're probably fine. I mean, we're not really in a flood zone or anything, but
I think it's the thing to do is not leave your animals while you run for cover.
Yeah.
That's not the move.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good.
I'm not a veterinarian, but I think that's not the move.
Matthew said, I'm not surprised Will's car smells like cat pee. It wasn't my car. Matthew, my car smells like farts that are mine. Thank you very much. Not cat use. It was Julia's car. So yeah, no, I don't want to tempt fate with the hurricanes. I hope none of them bother us this year. I think that we paid the piper as far as, well, I don't know this, but my gut says that we're good for a while. Take that for what it's worth, because we just got slammed last year. So I feel like we're going to be good for a while.
That sounds like a gambler's mentality where yes. You're like, you know what? I lost to the house 5 times in a row. This is when I win big. The next play is when I win big.
That's
and
right.
Then you lose again. So who knows?
I grew up. I grew up here and I don't really recall. 20 years ago, we had a pretty bad season here in the Tampa Bay area. Other than that, it's been relatively okay here. Now, like Fort Myers, you know, down south, I've gotten pummeled. Up north in the Big Bend area has always gotten pummeled. Tampa Bay, you know, there was that talk of the Tocobaga, not curse. What's the opposite of a blessing?
Yes.
That's been put on the area that supposedly keeps storms away. And I think you could argue that that's still in place because we didn't get a direct hit up the bay or anything like that. We just, it skirted the coast, you know, Helene. And just brought all the water.
All the families in Tampa and Dunedin that either drowned or like lost their homes and in the flooding. But yeah, you are kind of right. Not that I want like a full blown storm or anything like that. I will have to admit that I like the fanfare around the storm. I remember Irma was like my first big hurricane after I moved to Florida, and I'd really never seen anything like it, not in terms of like the storm, but I'd never seen like water be gone off a shelf before. I've never seen like a supermarket that packed and people that frantic before. So that scared me. But now it kind of excites me. Like it's, you know, because you got to think like in up north, those kids get like snow days where they don't have to go to school and stuff. This feels like the equivalent of that. Like, ooh, there's a bad storm a brewing. And even though, like, say, Ian didn't hit us, we were still super freaked out for the whole thing leading up to it until 12 hours before when it hit Fort Myers instead.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that excitement. When you don't have a very exciting life, that can be just, like, the right amount of drama to, like, get you going. You know what I mean?
The one thing, yes, I do know what you mean. You know what I do like about storms that I was just thinking about was when I was... It was a few, maybe it was Ian, because that was the one that was directed to come right up the bay, right? And that was a few
hours before it hit Fort Myers.
And that was a few years ago, right?
That was 22.
Okay, that sounds
23
right.
23 or 22, I can't remember. I think it's 22.
Because I was going to evacuate for that one. That's when I lived in that apartment down in St. Pete. Oh, God,
the tin house. Yeah.
The tin house that was held together by black mold that I lived in. And I was going to leave and evacuate. But then I got COVID. So I was like, I'm just going to risk it. Like, and I was thinking, like, if the worst happens, I mean, I'll die. But if I don't die, it'll be something. It will be a story to tell. Right. You know, if it really pops off. So I was kind of thinking that, like, I had kind of like an emergency stash kind of put to the side, which was essentially my rifle and a thing of food, like dry packed.
Yeah, food. Like the camping food.
Yeah, and dried a little bit of water.
Freezer food, you know,
freeze dried.
Jesus. I am sorry. My brain is working on like 40% right now.
That's okay. You're doing great. You're doing great. So I was like ready to go in that moment if something really happened. But then it ended up going south. And then I just like got drunk and just like drank. I lost power pretty quick. And I remember the girl that lived across the street. Not the ones that I freaked out that one time, but the one that lived in the alleyway across. I was kind of sitting in the kitchen. I was just drunk, sitting on a bar stool, and I just was in my underwear, no shirt. And I was just kind of like, kind of looking out the window. And I saw her like using a flashlight to kind of see what was going on outside. Oh, no. And then she just flashed it like in my window. And I was just like, and I just didn't move. I was just too drunk, so I was just staring at her with the flashlight. And she kind of held it there for a minute, and or probably 3 to 5 seconds, I would say, and then just like just took it away real fast and put the flashlight away. And we never spoke about that ever. But there was people go outside afterwards and start talking to people, like their neighbors that they've never spoken to before. Right. And they just have an excuse, like you survived this thing, so you can like have this camaraderie. So there is something kind of cool about that. But then everyone goes their separate ways. As soon as the power comes back on, no longer friends. Everybody's back inside.
Yeah.
Back speaking.
And say what you will about, let's just say Detroit, where I lived for 4 years. That was a topic of conversation every day throughout the winter months, which is essentially November to April, is like, oh my God, it is cold. It's colder than last year, right? And it's just the small talk you have with every single person at Walmart and every single person at the gas station. But there is kind of like this, like you said, camaraderie where we're getting through this hard time together. Like it is a struggle, but we're in it together. So
yeah.
I feel like you do have that kind of closeness in places that are hard to live. Luckily in Florida, that's only 2 or 3 days out of the year when the hurricanes come and people band together. So
Yeah, and it's short-lived, but it is an interesting consequence of those storms that are kind of cool. But then it just fades. Everyone goes back inside and looks at each other awkwardly. Remember that one neighbor I freaked out? You were there. Remember we met her? She was drunk. It was a hot chick that lived across the street.
I don't think I was there, but I remember you telling... Wait, do I remember?
You were there. You were there. Because I think it was like, it was during COVID, I think. And was it during COVID? She had a dog and she was like drunk. And she came out and like introduced herself. I'm pretty sure maybe it was Julia. But
I remember you pointing her out being like, I think I scared my neighbor or something.
Yeah, because she probably
forgot that she introduced herself.
That's right.
You were like, hey, how's it going? Not that you talk like that, but... And she was just ew, creep, get away from me.
Yeah, I remembered her name, and I saw her after that, like a few days later. I was like, yo, I can't remember her name now. Hi, Alice, or whatever it was. And she just kind of stopped in her tracks and looked at me. I just went, how's it going? And she went, fine. And then just kind of walked. I was like, okay. And I think I freaked this poor girl out. So it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but what's so annoying. Yeah, but what's so annoying is like, if you were to explain the story, like why you were so friendly, it would make you look even weirder. Because if you were like, hey, you introduced yourself to me when you were wasted.
Hey, you know me.
Don't look at me weird.
You know me. You know me.
Yeah, shame. Poor Will.
Yeah, I never spoke to her again. She lived there for like a year after that. And I would just avoid her at all costs.
Like the boyfriend and then... like the mom moved in or something. There was like a whole family.
That was the downstairs. Yeah.
Oh, those were the uglies, right? Yes. They were like ugly, you know, those people.
White.
Not those people. Not what you're thinking. I mean more like
Hicks.
Oh, that? I was going to go in the opposite direction of like, you know, fat and woke, but.
No, I mean, they were just like trailer trash.
Oh, okay. Nice.
The lady was nice, the old lady. And then all of a sudden, all these kids came and lived with her and the fat daughter and the fat husband and some black guy lived there, too. And then he got arrested for some reason. I remember that was a big hubbub around the neighborhood. But
do you remember for what? I'd like to know your guess.
I don't recall. But eventually I forget what happened.
It's one of three things.
The house was totally jam-packed. I mean, these are fat people. Like, they're not tiny people. And it's a tiny apartment. And there's, you know, four fatzos in there, which that alone is too many. I mean, you get too many at least in there, in that pile. And then you have, like, skinny dirtball kids. That I would say there was probably five of them. Mm. So I don't know where they slept. I think it was a one bedroom, you know, place. So that's
horrific.
Yeah, it was abusive for sure. Good times. Kind of miss that place. I drove by it the other day. Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
A lot of black mold on the outside of the building.
I drove by it. I want to say probably about a year ago. I definitely sent you a pic. But yeah, I remember why now. But my favorite, first off, you had like this dirty old bike. I think it was like your neighbor's that was left over. And I would come over sometimes and we would take this bike. I hadn't ridden a bike in years and just to kind of peruse around downtown. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was so cool to have wheels like that.
I miss being able to do that. Like down here in center of the county, Pinellas Park, he can't really go anywhere. It's too, I was thinking like even riding to Lake Seminole is too daunting because you got to go down Park Boulevard.
Yeah, it's not safe. But I do have to say my favorite neighbor of yours by far was the crazy lady who broke all her own windows.
Yeah, that was exciting. And had the homeless man move in.
What was she always saying? I remember you were telling me, she's always saying this to me, and I forgot what it was.
Oh, man, I can't remember. Saying?
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I can't. I remember only talking to her one time when I was going for my runs, and I saw her, and it's like, what are you doing, some remodeling here? And she's like, oh, yeah, just doing stuff around the house. And like all of a sudden, all her furniture was outside, windows broken. She just destroyed her home. A complete mental lapse. And then there was some scumbag homeless person in a robe. I remember walking around in slippers and like a fuzzy woman's robe. And I was like, this is not good.
Wait, that was her or not her?
It was not her. It was a scuzzy guy that she met on the streets that was living in her house. So I think she might have got better, though. I think she still might be there because they fixed up the house. I think she's okay now, which is good. I hope.
I don't think you can really ever recover from something.
That sort of mental break is interesting for sure.
Like, I feel like a mental break like that is only really fixable if it is like Lyme disease. You know what I mean? Like, you got bit by a tick, you start acting crazy. And then finally they're like, oh, you have Lyme disease. And then they're like, oh, and then you get the right medicine, you get better.
Yeah. That kind of crazy feels like it's going to come back. Like
that,
it's going
to be another. What she had doesn't, that it may be dormant for a minute.
Yeah.
But it's always there.
You're going to have to cut out a chunk of your brain. Or
right.
Something.
A lobotomy. Yes. A straight up Rosemary Kennedy kind
That's
of situation.
Right. Yep. Oh, and on that note, we will say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and our podcast listeners, regular podcast listeners. I would encourage you to go subscribe to the Substack. There's a free portion there. You get the show early, that 30 minutes early, or you can get the whole thing audio only in our premium version. It's cheap. It's $5 a month. It's as cheap as I could make it. I wish I could make it $1, but I can't. So go sign up, hmbradio.substack.com, willsyoutube.com, and join us. I think we're going to do a live stream on Friday. I think we should just do it live.
Do it. We'll do it live.
I like the interactions here that we got. And we'll say goodbye to the freeloaders. We love you guys, but we got to go. See ya.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.